Hello and welcome all D&D adventurers and gamers. Welcome to another episode of What's Your Spark? We're your hosts,
Thomas Conley
and Daniel Arbour.
And we'll be talking all things gaming and gaming online.
So on today, we've got lots of talks about D&D, a D&D quiz with a special guest. And we've also got a final talk about all things games and Sims. Yeah, welcome to our show and hope you enjoy.
So let's get things kicked off, shall we?
Perfection, yeah, of course.
Well, first in my notes it says to ask you if you have any current campaigns running.
Not at the moment, but I am trying to hopefully plan one or be involved in one in the gaming society at my local games and board game society. So I'm very excited. I normally go for, you know, might change it up a bit with my classes and stuff, but all I am just very excited to start a new campaign. What about you? Have you got anything going at the moment or planning anything? Or
well, we are, me and a friend are planning to run a sort of revolving door style D&D campaign where each like mini campaign is like a new DM from our group.
Okay, very interesting. Never heard of that before. Sounds like a great concept.
Yeah, could be fun.
And also, I feel like with that style of campaign, it just means that it's gonna be a different story every time because it's a new DM, sounds so much fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we did think of that, and the idea is like you spin a second wheel, and that's the improv line for that session.
Oh, okay. I like that. A bit of creativity in there.
How'd you get into like D&D and that?
Oh well, it's to be honest, I always grew up just being a huge nerd of like fantasy and medieval and stuff anyways. So like just I feel like when I first watched The Lord of the Rings with my family, that got me into it straight away. Even though the films were basically half my lifetime when I was a kid then, but like even then I still rewatched them to today and they're just as fantastic as the first time I watched it. So I feel like that definitely got me into D&D. But even like just developing my love of fantasy and stuff was definitely, you know, Skyrim, Elder Scrolls.
I've never played Skyrim.
Really? It's fantastic. Genuinely really good.
So that's one of those games where people keep going, gotta play it, gotta
play
it.
You should.
I never do.
Trust me, when you do, like, it is a great run.
Well, yeah, it's... And the Lord of the Rings thing you were saying about, it's such a classic thing people say, like, because that basically defined, like, the class system for most fantasy. Like, you got the elves, you got the dwarves, you got the orcs, you got the wizards, and the rangers in Aragorn. Like, Tolkien, like, invented, like, the class system and the race system.
I like 100% get what you mean. I love him for it. But I also even with The Hobbit after, I still enjoyed that. Even though it wasn't as good, but you know, like it's just that entire franchise is just, you know, such an amazing, like I feel like just an amazing narrative, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard now to look at a fantasy game and not go, that's Lord of the Rings.
100%, yeah.
I can play a hobbit in this if I wanted to. Moving on. What sort of races and classes are you drawn to?
Ooh, this is very weird. But I really love the druid class just because I get to be so goofy with it and just speak to animals and squirrels and just be an absolute idiot, like a massive tree hugging like weirdo, which is fantastic.
Gotta make use like that.
But I also really like either playing like a wizard just because they're so strong. Like the class is just, I feel like, is the strongest in D&D.
And also the weakest.
Well, one hit, yeah, but like, you know, if you get good. We'll see. I do love a wizard though. What about you? Have you got any classes or anything that you're really liking at the moment? Or
me? I'm a ranger. I'm like the Aragorn of the party.
Like, Legolas, there we go.
Well, I could hardly say. But but yeah, rangers are a bit weird because you can have animal companions with a ranger.
I did not know that, really. Wow.
So my last campaign, I had Perry the Platypus as my animal companion.
Is this in regular form or spy form?
Orpheus in Spyfall.
Oh, you have to. Thank God. A man of culture.
Yeah.
I bet the absolute carnage that that caused must have been absolutely insane.
But yeah, it was fun. But I've never watched Phineas and Ferb.
Seriously? How? It's such a fantastic show. You should. You're missing out 100%.
So the whole joke was everyone else had watched it and I hadn't.
Yeah. By the way, he's an absolute icon, I promise you.
I know that now. I know that now.
You will have to definitely watch it because trust me, it's an amazing watch.
So let's move on to something slightly more away from D&D.
Slightly more away, okay, perfect. Yeah. Change of scenery.
Yeah. So, what else sparks your interest, Dan?
At the moment, I am really loving just playing like video games at the moment because I've just got a bit of free time whilst I'm like on my breaks from doing my coursework and stuff. So definitely like a bit of Sims and stuff like that for sure. Yeah, 100%.
A true classic.
Of course, yes.
Fair, Sims 4 is now nearly 20 years old.
Really? Oh my God, really?
Yeah, don't think about that too hard.
I feel so old. It'll make you feel... God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I feel as old as like actual medieval like classes now.
I think I might have just aged down. I think I might have just accidentally
feeling the grey hairs, feeling the bones like cracked now. Oh God! But yeah, definitely Sims. I love it so much.
Yeah, Sims is great, and the expansion packs. So they'll never need to release a Sims 5.
So
because
good.
They've just got add-ons that you can pay enormous amount of money for.
I wonder how much it would even cost you to buy all of those packs, but imagine how much fun you could have, though, if you did.
Oh, you could, like, if you add all of them and all of the worlds, you could have, like, vampires and wizards and,
yeah,
like, village living, ice skiing.
I feel like it would be so much fun, but I feel like you would have to pay, like, an arm and a limb just to, like, be able to afford it. But, you know, anyone who can afford it, you should, because it is sounds amazing.
Have you got any of the expansion packs?
Oh, this is. I've got some really basic ones, but I've got the Get to Work one, and I've got the Pets one. So I love my little doggy. So cute, yeah.
I used to have the Get to Work one, but that was on the Xbox before I went to laptop.
Oh, really? I'm hopefully trying to run it on my PC, so it should be. Hopefully, I should get more packs, and it should run really fast while still being a huge blast and huge fun, hopefully.
Yeah. Got the vampire one, that's quite fun.
I have never played that one. What's it like? I've heard really good things. I heard it's so fun.
It is quite fun because, like, you don't have to worry so much about your Sims because, say, they can sort of just exist, and also, you don't have to worry about the eating.
Ooh, okay.
Sims and eating is always an issue.
My Sim has got foodie, which is even worse. I just generated the perks, you know what I mean, when you can do the wheel.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God, he's a chunky boy. He eats a lot. Have you done anything fun with like the extra packs and stuff like that, or have you played any games where you do like Hunger Games with Sims, or what do you do?
I have done so many weird stuff with the Sims.
Oh, perfect. You do like, have to explain some of your favorites.
I went through a phase of like modding the Sims really heavily.
Wow. Okay.
Because it's such an old game and only gets updated every so often, like. The internet's full of mods you can put on it. And I don't suggest all of them are great. Some of them can be a bit odd. But it's a good one where you can get for like Star Wars and Star Trek uniforms.
That's one of the packs I really want to get.
Just go on the internet, you can get it for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
EA, I'm not suggesting that this is in any way okay.
We're not advertising that, but...
But if you were to do it, you can.
You can.
Let's move back to the D&D side of things.
Yeah, of course. No worries.
Because...
Yeah. We're joined by a special guest here, Ade, a D&D enthusiast and hopefully future president of the Students' Union and like the gaming and club and stuff like that, hopefully.
I don't think I'm that special, but yeah, let's hope. We'll know like a week from now.
But we will see, yeah, because you play a lot of D&D, don't you?
Yes to that question? I've played D&D a couple of times, but I am... I'd like to say that I am well versed in it, but that would be a lie.
We're going to just put you through our paces and get you to do a little quiz for us on our episode today about D&D.
Are they going to be easy questions?
I'll make them easy. Shouldn't be too bad.
I'll make them as easy as you can.
Question one, how tall is a dwarf?
Is it too late to back out of this?
No, unfortunately, you're too far in. You're in your own adventure. You're about to enter the dungeon.
I'm going to go with 3.5 feet.
Ooh, incorrect. Sorry, unfortunately, it's 4 feet.
Oh my God, I was off by
so
6 inches.
So close, I know. But did you know they can grow up to, it says on the guidebook that they can grow up to 5 feet. Like, that's not even a dwarf at that
point.
If
5 feet is a dwarf, then I got a few friends who will be...
Next time you see them, you can call them dwarf.
Oh yeah, they're not going to be happy about
that. Question two, which of these is not a class? We've got druid, rapscallion, barbarian, and rogue.
I would say rapscallion.
Nice, ding, 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 perfection.
All right, let's just pretend the first question never happened.
Never happened, what are you on about? What? Question one? Not important, it's the one that's first. Yeah, got it perfected there. And third question.
Okay.
What dice are rolled to hit as a cleric?
Ooh,
yeah. Have you ever played cleric before?
No, I have not played cleric before.
Never. No, me neither.
I would say, I don't know, I'm just throwing something out. 9-sided die?
Ooh, no, it's a 1d8 per level.
Oh, so yeah, like, they're really strong. I was nowhere close. Apologies to my mom and dad.
Oh, are they big?
Oh, yeah, they're big D&D fans.
Oh, wow, really, yeah. And what year was the game first released?
1979?
Ooh, absolutely banged it. Wow. Pulled it out of nowhere. Okay.
For the ringer.
You know it more than you think. And how many... absolutely banged it there. And question four, how many alignments are there?
Are we going with 9?
Yes, nice. Wow, no, holy crap. You're saying you'd struggle in this. What are you on about?
No, I just needed to warm up a bit.
Absolutely smashing it, mate. Holy crap. And I think that wraps up our quiz for the day. I think you got, was it 3 out of 5 there?
3 out of 5.
Yeah,
that's
really
good. That's a passing grade. Way better than
holy
I did
crap.
In middle school. So I'll take it.
I think better than all of us on this show.
Oh, nice. This was a lot of fun, though.
Smashed it, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. You absolutely smashed it, yeah.
Thank you for having me.
And hopefully, good luck with your future campaigns and future like endeavors. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah,
you can always check my Instagram at ade _. I'm not even allowed to do that.
Shameless plug already. Wow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
And that was your quiz with...
And that was my quiz with Ade. Good luck on his election campaign, and what a fantastic quiz. Hopefully you guys in the audience did a bit better than Ade, but you'll have to...
I mean, you managed to do better than him on your go-round.
You made the questions, and I felt like they were very good questions, very good quiz. Yeah, we all had lots of fun.
Yeah, it was very fun putting together that quiz. But amusingly, you did do better.
I don't know how. He knows it more than me. But I think he must just be more knowledgeable on, like, you know, certain things that he likes doing in a certain class. Hopefully you guys in the audience enjoyed it just as much. But with the end of that quiz is also the end of our show for today, unfortunately.
Sad times.
Sad, sad times. But thank you so much for tuning in to What's Your Spark? We've been your host Daniel and
Thomas,
and we'll catch you next time for another great episode. Thank you so much, and see you another time.